Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 38th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we will visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Zainab Ali, a farmer in Lisbon, Maine, who's originally from Somalia. It's lovely to have you here with us today, Zainab.
I'm good. My name is Zainab Ali. I'm from Somalia. I live in Lewiston. And my farm in 2006, in afternoon 2014, I'm a farmer working.
So since 2006, you've been on the farm working here?
Yeah, farmer and business. Last year, before my farmer and Fresh Start Farm.
So Fresh Start Farm, can I just interrupt there for a second, is part of a cultivating community.
Yeah.
And it's a program for immigrants and refugees.
Yeah.
And you started that in 2006 here.
Yeah, 2006 and 2014. Cultivate community and NASAP and help us at NASAP.
Thank you. Yeah. So, you've been farming all your life, haven't you?
Oh, my country on a farm. My mom, my daddy, all life on a farm, Somalia.
Yes, and on your farm in Somalia, you were saying earlier you had goats and chickens. What else?
And goat. And outside my farm close, my mom and my daddy all outside. And goat and cow and chicken. And farm closed, and milk, and farm a lot, vegetable different, pumpkin, corn all, that are with different corn.
You have a different corn in Africa, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have pumpkins, corns, and you also had camels, yes?
No, camel, a lot of camel me. No camel.
Oh, so you would buy camel milk at the market?
Yes, yeah.
Camel but you
milk
didn't keep
buy. Meat milk, camel meat buy. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
In America, no camel milk. Cow milk, goat milk in America, no milk and camel milk.
We mostly have cow milk, don't we?
Yeah.
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 I wonder if there's any store in America where you could buy camel milk.
Oh, I think, I don't know, camel milk America. And camel meat, I think Australia, I don't know.
Yeah, they grow the camels in Australia and then butcher them there, and then we have the meat here. You can actually get camel meat in Portland.
Yeah, and Lewiston.
And Lewiston.
And Lewiston, yeah.
I have never cooked with camel meat.
Yeah.
What's the best dish?
Oh, camel meat and cow meat and bust and camel meat.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's go back to Somalia. When you were growing up, you lived in the countryside with your large family. You spent time outside. Mm-hmm. Did you have a lot of brothers and sisters?
My sister and my brother and Kenya know Somali. Somali very, very dangerous.
Now it's dangerous.
I love fighting, not like a Somali.
Was it dangerous when you were a girl, when you were young?
Not young. No. I think 29, yeah. I think 30 years.
30 years it's been tough
yeah,
there, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
But when you were little, you felt safe growing up on your farm?
On a farm?
Yes,
here.
When you were little, it was safe.
Yeah, my farm safe.
Mm-hmm.
This country safe. My country, oh my God, love fighting. I like Somali. My country like it. Because my, a lot of people fighting.
You couldn't I'm stay
scared.
When so many people were fighting.
Yeah.
It was so dangerous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You had said earlier that the fighting caused you to leave your home and move to a refugee camp in Kenya.
In Kenya in 1992 and come Kenya.
In 92. So you were there 12 years.
Yeah. 1992.
What does 12 years mm-hmm. in a refugee camp look like? What's that like?
Yeah, in Kenya, and no farmer, all food. You are U.S. UN helps a lot food.
People deliver food.
Yeah, they deliver food, a lot food Kenya, and saved because against Kenya, some people, not too much fighting. Yeah, and the supporters.
So when they would bring you food, UN food, US food, was there fresh food?
Yes, corn, food, rice, and flour.
And like fufu?
Oil, in peas, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't know name.
And some other foods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. So there was good variety.
Yeah.
Did you cook your own food?
Mm-hmm. Injera, ciabatta, sambusa, and ugali.
Oh, that's nice. So you got the main ingredients, and then you were able to cook your own food.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be hard for 12 years to not be able to do that. But you were not able to farm in Kenya.
Yeah, no, farmer Kenya.
No.
Yeah.
What did you think mm-hmm. that you might be when you grew up? What was your life going to be like if you stayed in Somalia?
Somalia.
If you lived in Somalia, when you were a girl and you thought you would one day be a woman in Somalia, what did you think your life would be like?
Somalia.
That's fine. Did you ever imagine you would be leaving Somalia when you were little?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, you mm-hmm. thought you'd stay there.
Yeah.
And so it was only when the fighting broke out.
Yeah. A lot. Oh, Somalia.
You told me a story earlier about how one time the fighting broke out in the night and there was lots of gunfire.
Yeah, night, yeah. And one day, night, 9 o'clock night, and some people in the area and in my city, too much fighting, too much yelling. Oh my gosh, my mom, children, my mom little bit lost, my mom lost, my husband not see. Me, my children, and my children, and small tree, and sleep.
Yeah.
In the morning, wake up, no people see, my mom not see.
So you and your mom kind of hunkered down and stayed safe with the children,
mm-hmm.
but your husband was out, didn't know where your sister was.
Yeah, my sister and the morning see.
They came to see you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a scary time.
Yeah, scary somebody. Oh my gosh.
It's stuff like that that makes you go to Kenya.
Somalia, my city, my Kenya, I like it. Oh my gosh, and do my fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you are listening to WMPG Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you are just joining us, welcome. My guest today is Zainab Ali, who has been sharing stories about her early life in Somalia. Zainab is a farmer with Fresh Start Farms, a collective with 25 other New Mainers under the umbrella organization of Cultivating Community. She's a graduate of NASAP, which is the New American Sustainable Agriculture Program. So it's pronounced NASAP. So, Zainab, you have graduated from NASAP's agricultural program. Can you tell us about that program, what that was like, what you learned?
Oh, my program, NASAP, I like it. NASAP, very, very happy. My NASAP helps. And help is farmer, and help is a lot help is. I don't American farmer, and they have help is. Yeah, a lot.
They help you learn mm-hmm. what to grow?
Grow farmer and renting and water renting a lot, helping and seed and hay, a lot helping Nisa.
Yes, so you learned a little bit about, you already knew a whole lot about farming.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They take people from all over the world who are already farmers.
Yeah.
And then they teach them what they need to know. They retool here for this climate.
Mm-hmm,
So you learned about growing hay?
Yeah, no, and some of a farmer and renting to a lot of hay.
Ah.
Your farm and close the harvest, Bob, I don't know. Bob, no daddy. Bob and hay and Nesab before buy. This year, graduation and help yourself. Hay buy, tool buy, farm renting, may help yourself. And business, farmer. Well, nice.
Oh, that's nice. So are you saying that they helped you when you finished the program? Mm-hmm. They helped you buy your own hay, buy your own tools, and find your own land to farm outside of the program?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the name of your farm? Do you have a farm name?
And same farm.
Yeah. Same farm.
Yeah. Yeah. Same farm, yeah. I'm looking at another farm. And every month, Araven, area farm.
Lewiston. So you're looking around Lewiston for another farm to farm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you looking to buy a farm?
I think rent and buy. I think so, yeah.
Rent and buy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
You grow everything on your farm that one might expect to find at the farmer's market. You have green beans and peppers, squash, lettuce, jalapenos, and you do it all 100% chemical-free by using sustainable harvesting practices. Do you also grow some traditional African foods for yourself and your special markets?
Yes, in a market in Somalia, on all farm, and 1 day, 3 days, and planting, and all ready, 1 day big truck, and taking and Mogadishu, and Kismaya, and taken by, and little bit green beans, and squash, and sweet potatoes, and market.
That's in Somalia, and one day a week, they take the truck to Mogadishu?
Yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm. And so
sesame, onion, and all taken Mogadishu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then here, you take your goods to farmers markets and sell them.
Yeah.
And which farmers markets do you go to?
Sweet potato, and green beans, and pumpkin. This pumpkin and Somali pumpkin are different. Somali pumpkin very sweet, very, very sweet.
The pumpkin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Somali pumpkins are sweet.
Sweet. This America pumpkin, not sweet.
No. Do you think?
Yeah.
Too hard?
Too hard, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Somali pumpkin, strong and sweet.
Better for eating.
Yeah, eating, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think our pumpkins were made for eating.
Yeah, eating, yeah.
We carve ours.
Mm-hmm. Somali pumpkin eating. And big, big and strong and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you take your sweet pumpkins and your American pumpkins to the farmers markets in Kennebunk and Damariscotta.
Yeah, the next year, I think so, and Somali pumpkin and Damariscotta and Kennebunk and Lewiston Market.
And Lewiston Market.
Yes.
So you go stand with your vegetables that you have grown and you meet people from the community.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like for you? Does the day get long standing there? Mm-hmm. Or do you like to meet with the people who buy the food?
Yes, people like it. My vegetable or food and carrot, onion, and scallion, beets, and lettuce.
Kale.
And
cilantro.
Sweet chard,
mm-hmm.
salad mix, and arugula, mascara mix, a lot of purple, green beans. Sugar snap peas. Oh my gosh, a lot of vegetables. Yeah.
These sugar snap peas are so good.
Yes.
I can speak on behalf of your vegetables. They are beautiful.
Yeah.
And they are delicious. And they're grown with love.
Yeah. This year, vegetable, ground cherry. Hot cherry.
Ground cherry?
Yeah, ground cherry.
Yes, yes. Those are new at farmers' markets, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is that new to you?
Mm-hmm. This year, new.
Did you like the ground cherry?
Yes.
They have their little...
Little bit sour.
A little bitter, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You also sell some of your food directly to restaurants and summer camps and schools, don't you? Wholesale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And summer... What is it?
Summer camps?
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all summer walking. And summer camp, a lot of food.
I think you work very hard in the summer.
Oh, my gosh. Hot, walk, harvesting, washing, and...
washing all the vegetables.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Cold water, my hand. Oh, my gosh. To my heart.
I actually thought of your hands when I was learning about cultivating community and Fresh Start Farms. I was online and there are pictures of everybody washing all the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, that doesn't look very comfortable. It would be a long day of washing. It's so many vegetables.
Yeah, a lot of vegetables, yeah.
And they're beautiful when you bring them to market. And
you're
very successful with that.
Yeah. And vegetables, when they harvesting, washing, sick, in 5:30, wake up and brush teeth and wash it and wash body and go market. I think kind of about 1 hour and 10 minutes and 20 minutes.
Yeah, so.
And drive a long, long time.
You wake up at 5:30 in the morning to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then drive. Because your markets are south an hour and west an hour. East an hour. Plus, you have to go to the farm. She lives in Lewiston and works on the farm in Lisbon.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of driving, Sinan.
A lot of drives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you drive in Somalia?
No.
You learned to drive here?
This America.
Just another new trick for Zainab.
Yeah.
Do you accept WIC and EBT and SNAP?
Yes, EBT. Kuban and Lewiston.
That's nice.
Yeah, Lewiston ABT.
I bet people love being able to buy fresh vegetables.
Yeah,
with their
some people like bread or vegetable and ABT and Kuban and WIC.
Mm-hmm.
And WIC, yeah.
For those listeners interested in purchasing a share of Zainab's 2015 harvest for themselves or for giving a share to a friend or family member during the holiday season, you can email Fresh Start Farms, that's FSF, at cultivatingcommunity.org. This link will also be posted on the show's website, newmainersspeak.com, on the resource page. The mission of Fresh Start Farms is to help new Americans build sustainable farm businesses that are consistent with their culture, lifestyle, aspirations, and individual goals. And Zainab, I'm curious about what you want in the future. I heard you say you might like to have a farm to farm on. What else might be part of your dream? What do you dream of doing as a farmer? What would the best situation look like?
Oh, my farm best. Best of my farm and carrot and kale.
Carrot and kale. You'd be growing those on your own farm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sweet chat and onion. Sweet chat and onion.
And onion.
Best, yeah.
That would be the best.
Yeah, best. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're lucky to have you bring all your skills with you and then use them here to make beautiful vegetables that nourish us here in Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Zainab, you're so knowledgeable about farming, and I very much respect the work you do, and thank you for being willing to come on New Mainers Speak today.
Thank you.
I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest Zainab Ali. You've been listening to New Mainers Speak, and we will close today's program with a little bit more Somalian music.
Zainab knows English a lot.
they don't?
I'm gonna get you out of my life.